Jesus said in the gospel today, as the Father loved me, so I also love you. And then the first invitation for us today is to praise God. To praise God for his great love for us, shown and expressed to us in many ways. To praise God for not showing partiality. He is equal with everybody, because for him we are all sons and daughters. Doesn't matter the race, the color, the language, we are all equal in front of him. So he doesn't show partiality. We praise God for revealing to the nations his saving power, for choosing us to be his people, to be his disciples. And Jesus in the gospel called us friends. So we must praise God for choosing us to be his friends. We must praise God for sending his Son into the world to die for us on the cross and to win for us salvation, as he promised. We must praise God for our own faith and for our family of faith, that is the church. We must praise God for our own families, where we all have learned how to love and how to forgive. I've been telling the people that for me, home was the school, how to love and how to forgive. Being 8 children, you had to learn that. How to fight, but then how to love and how to forgive. So the first invitation today is to praise God for his great love to us, for all the blessings that we have in our life that are expressions of his love for us. And he continued in the gospel saying, remain in my love. You are my friends if you do what I command you to do. Love one another. And it seems very clear that Jesus knew that it's going to be something difficult, because he repeated that more than once. In the gospel today, 3 times he said that, this is my commandment, love one another. And then St. John in the letter, in the second reading, reminded us about that. And in this Sunday, once again, we are invited to remain in him, as the branches and the vine. Previous Sunday, I am the vine and you are my branches. Or 2 Sundays ago, I am the good shepherd and you are my flock. Remain in my love, remain in me. But what does it mean to remain in him? St. John gave us the answer. Those who keep his commandments remain in me, remain in him. And this is the commandment, to believe in him and to love one another. In deed and in truth. In other words, it is not enough just to say nice words to others. We need to do the work of the gospel. As we all know, the words of mercy, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those in prison or sick, work for justice, peace and unity, respect and defend life at all levels, do not discriminate others, as the Father does no distinctions. Be tolerant and open. Be ready to forgive, to help others, and be committed with those that you love. Show kindness and compassion. And all of that because we love God. As there are many signs of His love to us, there are also many possibilities for us to love others. And Jesus repeated a few times His command of love, because God is love. Because to love is to know God. Because love is really needed in our time and society today. A time full of hatred, violence, division, discrimination, lack of respect for others, and life itself. We need to hear the call of Jesus to love. And as it was said, we need to love in deed and in truth. Remembering that we were appointed by Jesus. We were sent by Jesus to go and to bear fruits that will remain. Loving and merciful Father, help us to experience your great love for us and give us the generosity and courage to love those around us, showing in this way your love for them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.